Chance Meeting, written by Pit Viper of Doom, read by Quetzalcoatl. Fandom, My Hero Academia. Relationship, Midoriya Izuku and Todoroki Shoto. Summary. Shoto looked at him again, this time really looking, and noticed for the first time that the boy was wearing a hooded sweatshirt in All Might's colors. He almost wanted to laugh. Wouldn't father curse at that, seeing an All Might hoodie in a crowd of people spectating one of his fights? Note. July the 5th. Day 1. Theme, First Impressions. Quote, compassion for animals is intimately connected with goodness of character, and it may be confidently asserted that he who is cruel to animals cannot be a good man or woman. Arthur Schopenhauer. It was only a routine villain emergency response. Some purse snatchers who panicked at the sight of police and turned it into a bigger deal than it should have been. Of course, routine was still a quirk-fueled brawl in the street and hardly a place for a grade schooler to be loitering, but if 5 years was old enough to start combat training, then this wasn't that much of a stretch. Shoto was hardly the only child watching the fight, of course. It was a minor skirmish, and there were police officers and heroes everywhere, not to mention the number 2 hero himself, so it was safe enough. One man had his daughter up on his shoulders. One boy, not far from where Shoto stood, didn't seem to have any parents with him at all. Shoto spared a moment of amusement when he saw that the kid's attention was caught between watching Endeavor fight with open-mouthed awe and petting a cat that had wandered up to him. In spite of himself, Shoto found himself envying the boy. At least this kid looked like he actually wanted to be here. Shoto must have been looking at him for too long, because a moment later the boy glanced over and noticed him. He seemed to startle at the attention, and Shoto turned back to the fight. He thought that that was the end of that, but a moment later, a voice startled him by addressing him directly. Isn't he cool? Shoto turned his head and found a boy grinning at him, almost bouncing in place with excitement. The moment he had Shoto's attention, he looked back to the fight, where Endeavor was subduing one of the attackers with single-minded efficiency. He's pretty strong, the kid went on. Endeavor, I mean. His quirk's so cool, but I bet he doesn't even need it to fight. Don't you think? It was perfectly polite, perfectly friendly, but Shoto felt instant discomfort twisting in the pit of his stomach. It still ached from a punch he'd taken that morning, without a drop of fire behind it. The bruise wasn't anywhere that clothes couldn't cover. When father left lasting marks on him, they never were. He didn't answer. The young fan's voice was quieter now. So, who's your favorite hero? Is it Endeavor? Shoto almost expected him to say. Mine's All Might, the boy offered. Endeavor's strong, but All Might's the best, and nicer. The knot of tension loosened. Mine too, he said, quietly, though he knew his father was nowhere near hearing range. He looked over again and found a boy beaming at him. Have you seen the video of his debut? The kid blurted out in a rash. It's super old, from years ago, but it's my favorite thing ever, and I've watched it loads of times. Shoto nodded. used to watch his interviews a lot. Just used to? The boy looked crestfallen. He regretted his wording almost immediately. I'm not allowed to anymore. That's awful, came the reply, and he sounded like he meant it, like not being allowed to watch all my interviews was the absolute worst possible thing. Shoto looked at him again, this time really looking, and noticed for the first time that the boy was wearing a hooded sweatshirt in All Might's colors. He almost wanted to laugh. Wouldn't Father curse at that, seeing an All Might hoodie and a crowd of people spectating one of his fights? It would have been funny if Shoto didn't know that Father's anger was no laughing matter. So instead, he shrugged. It's okay. Sometimes I can sneak. That's good. You know, I saw a video of one of his fights from years ago. Not as old as the debut video, not even close, but he was still really. The eager All Might fan carried on in that vein, cheerfully idle chatter, and the discomfort loosened further. Usually, when people stopped to talk to him, they were doing it for the chance to talk to Endeavor's son, the child of the number two hero, and they talked about that and nothing else. But this boy didn't seem to have caught on to who Shoto was, and, frankly, that suited him just fine. He'd take rambling about All Might over, what's it like being the son of the Flame Hero, any day of the week. The fight looked to be wrapping up, and the boy's chatter trailed off. He was stretching on his tiptoes to see, while Shoto could barely pay attention. Endeavor's fights were probably more enjoyable to watch for people who hadn't been on the wrong side of one. And then, the first explosion went off. And a second. Bad intel, it happened. Shoto knew it happened, because whenever Father set parameters during a training session only to catch Shoto off guard by breaking them, that was always the reason why. A good hero had to stay on his toes. A good hero must be ready for anything. A good hero trusted his gut, because knowledge could be sabotaged, misinterpreted, or just plain wrong. Shoto had been standing safely behind a police barrier with the rest of the spectators until explosions rang out and suddenly it wasn't safe anymore. For a moment, his mind went blank. It wasn't fear. At least, it didn't feel like what fear normally felt like. But in the initial shock of the moment, Shoto had no idea what he was supposed to do. It came back to him in bits and pieces. Stay away from the epicenter of the disaster. Avoid big panicky crowds, don't get trampled. If there's an area set up for civilians to take refuge, go there, but don't get used to it. One day you'll be a hero, and there's no such thing as safety for a hero. And above all, stay out of Endeavor's way while he works. Shoto ducked out of the way when a few of the spectators panicked and bolted. He could see where the explosions had happened. Smoke was drifting from within one of the smaller buildings that lined the street, and people were fleeing. Already the police were rallying, directing them, trying to throw together another protective perimeter now that the situation had changed so drastically. Endeavor was still busy quarreling both his sidekicks and the half-conscious villain, as well as assessing the possible bomb situation. He barely spared a glance towards Shoto. Shoto took a step to follow the flow of traffic, and that was when the smoking building started to come down. More blasts rang out, and the building folded in on itself like a poorly made cake. Shoto was nowhere near the blast zone. Most of the civilians were well out of reach of any shrapnel from the falling building. His father was leading the charge. He and a few sidekicks made a dash for the fallen building, where a pack of villains had emerged cursing, covered in dust, and a handful of other heroes went into one of the neighboring buildings. Shoto could only assume that someone had seen something to lead them that way. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw someone moving against the flow. Shoto turned his head, and with a jolt, he spotted someone dashing back, skirting police and heroes, weaving through the fallen rubble in the street in the direction of the still collapsing building. The All Might hoodie was unmistakable. The collapse of a building is a gradual thing. It doesn't happen all at once. Shoto could still see bits of it tipping over and falling, sending more debris and dust clouds into the street. It was unsteady and hazardous to begin with, and the fight breaking out between the responding heroes and the villains who had demolished it in the first place didn't help matters. It wasn't the kind of situation even Endeavor would want him near, yet. But the boy didn't seem to care about the risk of having roof tiles fall on his head. In spite of the danger, both from the situation itself and the risk of his father's wrath if he did anything dangerous, Shoto broke free of the crowd and dashed after him. This kid looked 7, 8, maybe, if Shoto was being generous. Shoto himself was barely pushing 9, but he seriously doubted the kid had nearly 4 years of training with the number 2 hero under his belt. With one eye watching his surroundings, he nearly caught up just as the boy was approaching the edge of the rubble pile that had once been the street in front of the building, and Shoto's mouth dropped open. It was the cat from before, a scruffy-looking brown tabby now covered in dust and looking properly terrified, hiding in what little shelter a chunk of roofing could provide it. Shoto raised his eyes, just in time to see his father unleash a blast of fire right in their general direction. The other boy was too preoccupied with not having his arms clawed off to notice, so Shoto moved. He reached the boy in 2 steps, grabbed him by a jacket, and yanked him down to the ground just as the flame sailed overhead. A startled, high-pitched yelp came from the other boy, but Shoto didn't release him, not even after the heat overhead dissipated. Once they were in the clear, he started towing the kid back towards relative safety. "Wait, wait!" The other boy fought him, wriggled free, and scooped up the cat before finally turning to follow him back. Luckily for his arms, the animal seemed to be too petrified by the situation around it to put up a fuss about its rescue. They made it back to the new safe zone, both of them winded from their mad dash to safety. By now, the fight on the destroyed building was a one-sided mess, and the heroes that had gone into the other building were now emerging, dragging out what looked like more criminals. "Thank you." Shoto looked over and found himself staring at a pair of wide, bright green eyes. "And, sorry about that. You didn't have to. What were you even thinking?" Shoto blurted out. There's a whole fight going on. Thought Endeavor almost fried you." The boy winced, clutching the cat against his chest like a shield. Now more disgruntled than terrified, the animal squirmed in his grip until he finally lowered to the ground and let it go. It bolted like its life depended on it, vanishing around a corner. "Sorry," the boy repeated. I saw it back there, and it wasn't moving, and I was afraid maybe it was hurt or something fell on it, or..." His voice trailed off, and to Shoto's surprise, he saw tears gathering in the boy's eyes. "Anyway, thanks again." "It's fine. You don't have to cry about it or anything." Shoto felt horribly awkward. He was good at a lot of things, thanks to Endeavor, but he was not good at dealing with someone crying in front of him. That was pretty stupid of you, running in like that." The boy shuffled a little, shamefaced. "Well, what was I supposed to do?" "I don't know, just not do that?" Shoto's voice trailed off, and he shifted uncomfortably from foot to foot. Truth be told, he was very glad that the cat was now running off somewhere else, far away from villains and bombs and falling buildings, rather than lying squished in the rubble. And yet... "What'd you run in like that for?" The boy shrugged. "I don't know. What'd you run in after me for?" Shoto twitched. I... You were too far away to yell, and I wasn't sure anyone else saw you. The boy nodded decisively, as if Shoto had somehow proven his point. Yeah, well, I didn't think they could see the cat either. I didn't see anybody else running after it, so I did. Oh. Shoto searched his brain for some kind of response and found none. Are your parents anywhere? No. The boy flushed scarlet. I was on my way home from school. I should probably go before my mom worries. Okay. Shoto paused, wondering at the sudden feeling of disappointment. If the boy was leaving and the fight was over, then that meant Shoto would have to go home soon. He didn't quite want to go home, especially when out here, apparently, were friendly kids his age who rescued cats just because, who didn't press him to talk about Endeavor, and who had interesting things to say about All Might instead. The boy paused. Do you watch Hero Battles a lot? He asked. Yes. It wasn't like he had much choice. The kid's freckled face broke into a grin again. Cool. Maybe I'll see you around again? Maybe. Shoto could hope. Maybe a friendly face would make these assignments more bearable. What's your name? He stopped short. If he did see this boy again, then it'd be nice if he still didn't know. Shoto. My name's Shoto. Nice to meet you, Shoto. Another bright smile, all white teeth and bright green eyes. My name's Izuku. Thanks for talking with me. Bye. With that, he was gone. Shoto held out hope the next few times Father dragged him out to spectate, but the timing was never right, apparently. Eventually, he lost count of how many battles had passed since he last saw the green-eyed boy who liked cats and All Might, and he stopped hoping. It wasn't until years later, 7 of them to be exact, that he sat staring off into space, waiting for his first day of high school to start, and tuning out the shouting match between two of his new classmates, that a voice jolted him back to the present. Shoto? He started at the sound of his given name. No one called him that, outside of his family. Blinking out of his daze, he turned his head and found himself staring at bright green eyes and a dusting of freckles. It is you. It was harder to recognize, without an All Might hoodie or a frightened cat to give him away. But Shoto felt the tug in his memory all the same. Do you remember me? Maybe you don't. It was pretty long ago, and it was just one time, but... Cat, Shoto blurted out. Those unmistakable green eyes blinked. Huh? You ran into the middle of a fight to grab a cat, Shoto went on. I remember. He hesitated, groping about in his memory. Izuku? His new classmate beamed, and Shoto wasn't surprised. It was almost funny how thoroughly fitting this was. He wondered how he hadn't seen it coming. A grade school boy, running towards a collapsing building in a miniature battlefield, to rescue a cat that didn't even belong to him. Where else would he end up but UA? Podficker's Note. This work was written as part of Totodeku Week 2017. Part 1. The End.